would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the persistent husband still trying to reconcile with his wife. It's the obedience to Christ thing, and also because I really think you're cute. I spent some time today looking at the pictures on the wall, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, she's gorgeous. But anyway, we made the news. Not Cleveland, but Chattanooga made the worldwide news, which I thought, you know, a few years ago, we actually made the news for a while when we had the shooting of, you know, the one guy who shot a bunch of people at two different places. He was a customer. His dad was a customer of the butcher shop, which kind of made it near and dear. And I wrote an article about it back then because I talked about Lieutenant Commander White, who was the gentleman who fired back with his own private weapon. I don't think it was ever made clear who was the person who actually killed the assailant, but it could have been him. I wrote about his wife and the love she showed for him, which I thought was a remarkable model. So we made the news there and was talked about by lots of people, but we made the news again. But apparently very little domestically. Apparently we did a little bit more in foreign and, of course, alternative media. When a nurse at a hospital here in Chattanooga on live video got a COVID-19 vaccine shot and passed out, which all sorts of excuses were given and so forth, and it was kind of like, oh, we got to quiet this one down. we made the news, so I thought that was fascinating. But something else didn't make the news that happened on December 8th. Well, obviously two things. One was the joyous anniversary of the birth of the woman I love. But also on that day, a gentleman gave a testimony before a Senate committee in Washington, D.C. And I thought it was fascinating because of the timing. And he said, look, here's the evidence. It's been tested. Here are the randomized controlled studies. It's been done in foreign countries, and we have a pill that we've had for over a decade, and apparently the developers or whatever received a Nobel Prize for developing that particular thing that's been used for humans and for animals for, like I say, over a decade to cure various things like flus. And apparently it's been... from all the tests, 100% effective in preventing people from getting COVID-19, and extremely effective in getting rid of it if you get it. And he was silenced, you know, because they want to get the vaccines. They don't want a cure. They want the vaccines. And I just find that fascinating. You got to silence people if they do things that will take away your power. That's what it's all about. You know, it's power, it's theft, and it's eugenics. But, you know, and I remain concerned about my own family, my kids, because if I have anything to do with it, I will physically stop anybody from injecting my kids, because what they're trying to do is kill my grandkids. I mean, it is abundantly clear. And that's why I've stated for many months, I'm extremely concerned for Isaac, Charlotte, and James, because they are the number one targets. You can see this, obviously, the direct statement from Melinda Gates, but you can see this various statements being offered by numerous people. And, you know, and of course, there's things like, oh, yes, we need to inoculate the medical community first. And part of the objective there is the minority community is disproportionately represented in the medical community, not necessarily as the higher paid staff, but the lower paid staff. So there's a disproportionate representation. So if you can inoculate them, you can make sure they don't have progeny. That is the point. That is abundantly clear. That is the point. I find it fascinating to hear more and more people talk about Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum. And a lot of people are saying, yes, he looks like a Bond villain. And he really does, which I find so very fascinating. Obviously, I did send a video about the Christmas question, which I highly recommend. I thought it was a very good presentation because it gave you some history, and it gave you history presented by people from different perspectives. I mean, when you have people arguing from a Christian perspective, and you have witches, literal, the Wicca or whatever it is, people who are witches, and they say, this is, and a Satanist and whatnot, giving this is the history, and I have a lot of respect for somebody who will say, okay, we're going to make this a good quality presentation and give you all the sides and not take a, and we're just giving you the information. We're not going to then badmouth them. You can see a slight, because the group that did it, 119 Ministries, they are part of the Hebrew Roots movement. So they have a lot of really good information, but you can see their bias, and I think their bias is, I have some issues with what they say, but the depth and quality of their presentation is far better than most. And for that, I give them a lot of respect. And then, of course, there was a email sent that I did send to the family, to Jim Cross. Actually, several. One was really strong several days ago. It was strong as an act of grace. I would suggest it fits the model of Galatians 2 pretty well. And then, of course, there was another one that was sent to everybody just a few days ago, where I analogized the plight of Julian Assange and myself. The number of things that are similar are significant. And I did close, and of course, because I did mention that I did fully listen to that hour long conversation you had with the State Department in 2011 to warn them, and I did ask, what does my future hold? The purpose being, and I am I going to be continually rejected by the institutional church, by Jim Cross, by my own family? I love you.